the news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. It's now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine Show on KLWN. And here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Well, each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Today, I'm pleased to have Mac McClory. He's the director and CEO of the BTBC, which is the Bioscience and Technology Business Center at the University of Kansas. That's why they call it the BTBC. It's really long. So thanks for joining us today, Matt.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Would you give us a little bit of your history? I mean, how did you get to Lawrence? Because I know you're not a KU grad.
Sure.
And a little bit about, and then getting to the BTBC. A little bit of your history.
Well, actually grew up in Detroit, Michigan. And came out to Kansas to play junior college basketball.
Where?
Up at Highland Community College.
Oh, okay.
And wound up finishing my undergrad up at Benedictine College, mm-hmm. up in Atchison, and then came to the University of Kansas to do to attend law school and to get my MBA. So, got my law degree and master's in business administration with a concentration of finance there. Okay. Went to work with Deloitte Consulting doing corporate competitive strategy work for Fortune 500 companies.
Okay.
And then went to work with the Kansas Technology Enterprise Corporation as its VP of investment management and basically managed an early stage investment fund, venture fund.
Was that out of Kansas City?
That was out of Topeka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we were basically making investments in early stage technology companies in the state of Kansas and matching our investments with private investors throughout the state.
Oh, okay. When was that?
That would have been back in 2000 to 2002.
Oh, okay.
And so after that, then that's when I came to Lawrence mm-hmm. to work with the incubator program.
Okay. Now, when you started the incubator program, that was the Lawrence Technology, the
right.
LRTC, Lawrence Regional Technology Center, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so the incubator program at KU really started from the Kansas Technology Enterprise Corporation.
Oh, okay.
And K-Tech started in the late 80s, and the mission was really to create a more diversified economy in the state of Kansas, to create a technology component to the state economy. Mm-hmm. You know, we were very strong in agriculture and in manufacturing in Wichita and aviation. But the legislature wanted to make an investment in diversifying the economy and start supporting the development of these tech-based businesses like IT companies, software businesses, drug development companies, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so when K-Tech started up, they essentially started a network of incubators at each of the major universities to support the commercialization of inventions and innovations developed at the state's colleges and universities.
Okay.
So it was actually started before, you know, I got there.
Mm-hmm.
There were two previous management teams before I got there. I arrived here at LRTC in 2002, so I've been mm-hmm. been with it for the last 10 years.
Okay.
So
there's been quite a bit of change there, though, at LRTC over the last – and just the technology itself has changed so much over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So how – when you got there, what was the focus of LRTC and how has that changed?
Well, when I got there, it was a very small operation.
Mm-hmm.
We were – pretty much just focused on providing business development services to entrepreneurs and startup companies, helping them with their business plans, helping them raise capital, helping them get their operations up and going, helping
okay.
them with strategic planning and operations management. And over the years, the organization has grown significantly. When I started LRTC, we didn't have a client.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were really starting from the ground up. And it was just myself that when I started and built the team and a new business plan and started bringing on clients and started developing partnerships with the university and the chamber and
okay.
The Kansas Technology Enterprise Corporation, the state chamber, other regional economic development organizations. And so over the years, those relationships have really blossomed, and which is what has led us to the Bioscience and Technology Business Center at KU today, which is now the largest business incubator program in the state of Kansas and one of the largest in the Midwest.
And that's only been in existence, what, how many years now? Three?
So the BTBC is 2 years old.
Two, okay. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
We opened up the main facility on West Campus at 23rd and Iowa
mm-hmm.
In August of 2010. And since we opened the doors of our main facility there, we've brought in 23 companies in the first 24 months.
That's incredible. That's pretty exciting.
It's gone very well. I mean, the momentum's been great. You know, it's not just that one facility, though. So we have four facilities in the BTBC program at the University of Kansas. We have three facilities in Lawrence.
Okay.
And then we have another incubator program at the University of Kansas Medical Center campus.
Okay. Now, that's fairly new, right?
It is.
Okay.
It's probably about a year and a half old. And, you know, we're a little bit more developed here in Lawrence than over there. But all the facilities are under, you know, one management team. All of our processes, operations are seamless across both campuses. But, you know, the idea here is no different than the original mission when the incubators were originally formed, was to help spur economic development, to help, you know, diversify the local economy, help recruit businesses here, help create businesses here, help get innovations and inventions out of the universities into the hands of startup companies, into the hands of entrepreneurs who can build successful businesses that create jobs and create wealth for the local economy.
So when you started this, did you just want to work in this business, or did you really see that there was a need? I mean, how did the BTBC come about? Because I know that it's got several different partners. You've got a lot of partners.
Mm-hmm.
So you took the LRTC and the LDCBA, right? The Lawrence Douglas County Bioscience Authority.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you guys kind of started working together, right, to create the BTBC. How did that work out? I mean, who was the instigator? and what kind of did you have any big roadblocks in that?
Well, I don't know there are any major roadblocks, but just to give you some history here that might be a little bit dry, going back to 2005, there were a number of leaders in the community from the university, from the government, from the private sector, about 50, 60 business leaders in this community that got together and said, how do we make Lawrence a player in the life sciences, in the biosciences?
Pretty forward thinking, actually.
It is. And they saw the benefit of creating that industry here in Lawrence and Douglas County. And so that was the overall mission, how to diversify the economy, how to build that that tech-based component of the economy that we didn't have. And so as a result of that strategic planning effort, they created an organization called the Lawrence Douglas County Bioscience Authority, and tasked that organization with going out there and making that happen.
Okay.
And once the LDCBA was up and going, the question arose, do we take the funding that came into the LDCBA and create our own staff and create our own infrastructure, or do we partner with somebody else to get more bang for the buck? They thought it made sense to partner with LRTC because we already had a staff. We were already working in helping build technology-based companies. We were already working with the university. So there was a natural partnership there. You know, going back to the formation of the LDCBA, it was really spurred by the local Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
The Chamber of Commerce really brought everybody together, helped put the vision out there for the effort, and kind of pushed it forward to get us to where we are today. That effort was also the result of a partnership that we have today that includes the city, the county, the state of Kansas, University of Kansas, Kansas Endowment Association. All of those organizations are strong supporters of the BTBC today. They help fund our operations. They help fund the facilities and, you know, help us in terms of promoting and growing our organization. So it's a wonderful partnership. When you look at these type of economic development efforts, to see that many organizations working together to help achieve this goal of building a tech-based economy here locally, it's really fairly rare. And
that's what I was going to say. Do you see that in other places? Or, I mean, is that really fairly unique to our situation?
I think what's unique to our situation is how well all these organizations are working together. I don't think it's unique of trying to get all these organizations to partner to promote an effort like this. But I think what's unique about Lawrence is all these organizations have worked so well together, and it's actually producing real results for this community.
That's great. So you really everybody focusing on that, the common goal between them.
Exactly.
Not the differences.
Exactly.
Focusing on common goals is always productive. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're saying that, to bring businesses to help bring, who was your first business you guys brought in? Who was the first business you started helping?
Well, at the BTBC, when we opened up the main facility in 2010, in August 2010, our first tenant was a company called Propylon. And they're a software development company based out of Dublin, Ireland. And what they do is they provide legislative content management software to state governments. They're basically digitizing the whole legislative bill process, helping the citizens see the entire process of a bill being made, allowing the legislators and the aides and everybody involved in the bill creation process to access it real time on the web, as opposed to every time there's a change or a red line that you have these big stacks of papers that you have to distribute out to everybody. So it's much more efficient, reduces a lot of costs, and the company is doing extremely well. They, state of Kansas is a major customer of theirs. They have decided to set up their North American technology headquarters at the BTBC here in Lawrence.
That's wonderful.
They moved in with five employees. They've grown to, I think, 24, and there's projections for continued growth. And so it's a great story. I mean, for our first tenant to come in with five employees to be at 24 now and looking to continue to grow, that's a nice first step for us at the BTBC. I mean, these are good jobs. They're high-paying jobs. It's a great location for this company to be right there on the campus where they can get access to students and access to graduates as they grow the business.
Now, that's more of – so that in that way, that's a technology company, not a bioscience company, right? So you also have in your facility over the BTBC, you have wet labs too. So you have – you're bringing people that have technology and trying to grow a fledgling technology company. Now, then what about your wet labs? Have you been getting people in there? Or
we do.
How do you separate that?
So one thing that I think everyone should understand about the BTBC is what we want are great businesses that are impacting the local economy in a positive way. And so we're not just focused on life sciences companies. We're not just focused on startup companies. We target three main groups. We target startup companies that are either spun out from the university or started by local entrepreneurs. We target early stage emerging high growth technology-based businesses that we recruit here to Lawrence and Douglas County, Propylon being an example of that. And then thirdly, we target large corporations that want to collaborate with the University of Kansas. And so, you know, we have Garmin in our building. We have Assurant Health in our building. And ADM is going to be moving to one of our facilities here soon. So we're diversified in terms of the stage of companies, all the way from pure startups to Fortune 500 companies. And we're diversified in terms of the type of technologies. It could be IT, it could be software, it could be telecom, could be drug development businesses, services businesses in the pharmaceutical space. So we want to make sure that we cast a wide net so that we can identify the best business opportunities to either create here locally or recruit here.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing how just the range of businesses you're getting there. What I want to do is I want to talk more about those businesses and how you actually got your financing to start this when we come back with Matt McClory here on the Lawrence Business Magazine.
Lawrence Business Magazine show right here on 1320 KLWN. The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. Once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Matt McClory, the director and CEO of the BTBC. We're talking a little bit about financing. We're talking about some of the companies you're bringing in, but let's talk a little bit about your financing. When you guys started, you're talking about you've got all the different organizations together, and how did the financing come about? How did you – because it took a few million dollars to build that building over there. So how did that come about, and what's your ongoing financing situation?
So in terms of the funding for constructing the new facility on West Campus, it was a partnership of the city of Lawrence, Douglas County, Kansas, the Kansas Bioscience Authority, which is essentially the state of Kansas, and then the KU Endowment Association, and then the university through the Kansas University Center for Research. So it was a was a great way to bring these partners together where everybody had a stake in it, but they were able to leverage each other's investment. No one was having to fund the whole thing, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our initial project for phase one of the building was about a $7.5 million project. Well, the city and the county each put in $750,000. So $750,000 investment on a $7.5 million project, they got 10x mm-hmm. on their investment in the project. So it was very nice leverage for the city and the county money that came in.
That's great. Uh-huh. So then the other money came in from, so where did the other money come from?
From the Kansas Bioscience Authority.
So they actually donated, mm-hmm. or gave money, invested money.
Exactly.
Now is this money, when they invest in it, how are they, the investors, being rewarded? Or is it just that they felt that this was something they wanted to invest in and take the money and create it? Or is it something that, you know, a corporation you have to invest in and get shareholders?
Those were monies granted to the Lawrence Douglas County Bioscience Authority mm-hmm. at the time of construction, when the LDCBA was in existence. And so you had $1.5 million from the city and the county. Yeah, I think you had $3.25 million from the KBA. Mm-hmm. University put a couple million in. And then KU Endowment Association provided the land, for the facility. So we have a long-term land lease with the university. So, again, mm-hmm. couldn't have asked for a better partners where everybody was sharing in the risk there.
Now, you're also then looking to expand your facility because you, mm-hmm. you said you had your – from everything you have like – or way – you're like way ahead of schedule in filling up your buildings. And I know you've actually acquired – like you said, you expanded to the medical campus and stuff. How do you – you're also going to physically expand over there on West Campus too.
Right.
What's the plan for that?
So our main facility, which is our mm-hmm. flagship facility, the brand new facility that was constructed in August of 2010, our original business plan had us getting to 88% occupancy in 4 years in that building.
Okay.
We got to 100% occupancy in 16 months. so it was a pleasant surprise. We didn't think we'd get there that quick. It's a nice problem to have. We still have a lot of demand for the space. We have companies that have moved in to the phase one that are looking to expand and grow, and so they're wanting space. We have additional companies that want to move into the building. So we are now making plans to construct a phase two onto the building, which would add another 30,000 square feet. Phase one is 21,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We'd add another 30,000 with the phase two addition. And we're in the process of raising about $10 million to complete that phase two addition. Again, mm-hmm. the same partners, the city, the county, University of Kansas, mm-hmm. The Endowment Association, all be partners in the project.
That's great. And do you have a plan for starting that project? Or right now you're just to break ground like next year? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have a goal?
So we're wrapping up the financing right now. Mm-hmm. The city and the county are committed to the project. University of Kansas is committed to the project. And we're finalizing the financing terms with one last partner. We have completed the schematic design and the design development work with our architects at Gould Evans. Okay. And once we get the financing finalized, we'll then move into preparing the construction documents, put it out to bid this fall, select a contractor by the end of the year, and then probably break ground in probably March or April of next year.
Oh, wonderful. That's awesome. Now, so that's how you got your financing. Now, when you bring in companies, like when this company you guys recruited out of Ireland, how do you bring them in? What kind of incentives? How do you work with all these different companies? And tell me about let's talk about some of the different companies you guys have actually mm-hmm. have recruited, nurtured, stolen, whatever.
Sure. Well, I don't know that we steal any companies, but what we want to do is provide value adds to those businesses here.
Okay.
What we want to do is sell the strategic value of what we have to offer to those companies. We don't provide any grants or incentives, so to speak.
Okay.
We think what we offer is enough incentive to attract these companies here. And so what we offer is obviously the facilities. We have four facilities, 70,000 square feet, combination of office and wet lab space, located right on the campus at the university. But in addition to the facilities, we offer a broad suite of business development services that are really focused on the early stage companies,
okay.
Helping them with their business plans, writing their business plans, helping them with managing their operations, helping them with their finances, helping them with raising early stage capital. Our companies over the last 10 years have raised about $190 million.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. About $10 million of that from the from the public sector, state or federal, and then the rest of it from angel investors or venture capitalists. And I think that speaks a lot to the quality of businesses that we've had the opportunity to work with to attract that kind of money here in Lawrence, Kansas. And we're not in Silicon Valley, so we don't have a venture capital industry here. But I think we've had some really good companies with some very good technologies, and that's why they've been successful raising that money. But we have a team of people. We have 12 people on staff, eight full-time, four part-time, and we're there to work hand in glove with those businesses to help them execute, especially in the early stages of the company, increasing their chances of success and shortening the time it takes to get things done.
Okay.
So, you know, when we're attracting businesses here, we're obviously showing them the facilities. Mm-hmm. We're offering up our business development services.
Okay.
The other thing is giving them access to capital. So we have a network of investor contacts from state and federal to angel investors to VCs that we can plug those businesses into.
Yeah, I just stop you. When you say angel investors, what does that mean?
So those are high net worth individuals that are basically willing to write a personal check to an entrepreneur or a startup company in exchange for equity in that business.
Okay.
So they are personally going to finance that entrepreneur startup company in exchange for stock of the company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because I've heard that term a lot. I wanted to know what that meant exactly.
Sure.
Okay.
So we're offering the facilities, the services, the access to capital. The other thing that is really important and which I think is a big draw in attracting these companies here is helping companies get access to the University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing that we have that nobody else has is a location for a business on the campus at the University of Kansas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to give our tenants and clients access to at KU are four things. Access to intellectual property created at the university.
Okay.
Second is access to expertise that exists at KU. So KU has the number two pharmacy school in the country in terms of NIH funding. They have a long history of world-class drug development, drug formulation expertise. We have a world-class high-throughput screening laboratory on campus. So we want to give access to the experts at KU, people that the company can work with to help develop new technologies for their businesses. Third is access to laboratories and equipment. We have specialized equipment and laboratories at the university that we want to try to make available to these companies. We have a high-throughput screening lab here in Lawrence. We have the Hoagland Brain Imaging Center at the Med Center. We have the animal research facility at the Med Center. It's a whole host of equipment and laboratories that we'd like to get these businesses access to. And then lastly is business education and networking. We've started an entrepreneur education seminar series at the BTBC this last year where we have experts coming in and talking about various business issues facing an entrepreneur or a startup company, everything from choice of entity considerations to how to raise capital to protecting your intellectual property, putting together a stock option program for your employees. So we offer those free to the community. This community has been very good to us. Very supportive, so we welcome people in to attend those at no charge.
And now how can they find out about those?
So they can go directly to our website
okay.
and sign up. We have a list of all the seminars throughout the year, and they can RSVP for any of the seminars directly there. Or just call our office.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about access, can you get – getting access to the brains at KU – how does that work exactly, and how can you give an example of how that's worked with one of your companies?
Sure. So one of our companies is a company called Crittatech, which is a drug development company that's spun out from the University of Kansas. And so the university is supporting us in a couple of ways. One, we are conducting our clinical trials for the ovarian cancer drug that the company's developed. We're doing phase one human clinical trials over at the Med Center.
Wow.
So the university has partnered with us on that effort. Mm-hmm. The university also has a group called the Biotechnology Innovation and Optimization Center. Mouthful there. But you have some terrific people there that have very deep expertise in drug formulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're working with us on helping us formulate some of our drugs. So that would be that would be an example there.
I think it's fascinating because I've heard you talk about this drug technologies before, and they're pretty fascinating. You've had two or three companies I know you guys have worked with over the years. Now, so tell me about some of the other companies, because I know you have Garmin there. Which
right.
Now, how does Garmin come to there, and how are they part of your group?
Sure.
Some other companies.
So again, that's one of our target markets: corporations that want to collaborate with the University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Garmin wanted to be here at the university because it wanted a long-term relationship with the School of Engineering.
Oh,
it
nice.
Wanted to be able to identify the best and brightest students graduating from the computer science program in order to hire them into the company. So they have an intern program at the incubator. They have currently about 13 computer science students, engineering students, that are basically part of a software development group for Garmin. And it's worked out very well, and they're actually looking at possibly expanding the program. It's gone so well.
That's amazing. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of other companies you have going on there. I'm with Matt McClory. He's the director and CEO of the BTBC.
This is the Lawrence Business Magazine show on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN, continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. Once again, here's Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Matt McClory, director and CEO of the BTBC. I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. It is also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. Online, you can find out who our next guest will be on the radio show. You can submit questions and comments for our guests at questions@lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And like us on Facebook, where you can also find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So, Matt, we were talking before we left here about about Garmin and their the recruiting and how beneficial it is to be at the university and try to create those young minds. But I also think it's interesting when you're talking about kind of your international. Your first company was from Dublin, and this kind of international reach that you guys have. Tell me about some of your other companies and how do you reach international companies?
Sure. So another company that we've been able to recruit to Lawrence from outside the country is a company called Argenta. The company is based in New Zealand, and they are in the animal health space.
Mm-hmm.
They do drug formulation work for animal pharmaceuticals. They do manufacturing of the active pharmaceutical ingredient for animal drugs as well. And one of the reasons that they came here to Lawrence was, again, to be part of this industry academic environment that we're offering on West Campus. We have some very good formulation capabilities at the University of Kansas. I think that was a draw. They also are working with a number of companies in the animal health corridor in the Kansas City region. And so they've got customers here in the region. And then you couple that with the ability to be on the campus at the university with access to the formulation capabilities there, it made a lot of sense for them. And so, we were able to basically learn about the opportunity to recruit Argenta here through our partnerships with the Kansas City Area Development Council, which is a group in Kansas City that is recruiting companies to this region. And so anytime there's a business that they're recruiting to this region that would need incubator space or is interested in a collaboration with a university, we're going to have that conversation and we're going to work with them to recruit that business. And in this case, it was very successful.
Well, listen, you find that somebody's looking and then you kind of go out, you kind of show them, make sure you're there in front of them to show them what you have.
Basically. Exactly.
So, because I was wondering how much recruiting you do, because you're not flying to New Zealand, I don't think.
Yeah.
So you're finding out through all these local groups, and this one area, this group in Kansas City, they're doing regional, they do
They're recruiting companies from all over the world to attract them to the Kansas City region.
Okay.
We basically recruit in a number of ways. We're working with other economic development organizations like KCADC, Kansas Bio, KBA, Kansas Department of Commerce, the local Chamber of Commerce. We're working with folks at the university. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of researchers at the university that do collaborate with industry. And so they help get the word out to industry that there is space available for you at the University of Kansas to locate your company or a company operation. And so we get leads there. We get leads from our existing tenants. They're happy with the experience. They're telling their friends. They're telling other businesses that they work with that this is a great place for them. We get referrals from our contacts with investors, from the angel investors, mm-hmm. from the venture capitalists. It's our personal network. It's a kind of a very ground up advertising mm-hmm. campaign. This isn't something you're necessarily doing on national radio or national print type mm-hmm. of thing. It's really these contacts that mm-hmm. that we've developed over the years that we're leveraging to get the word out and to draw these companies here.
So some people you're actually going after when you find they're looking, and then other people are coming to you saying, we're looking.
Exactly.
Show me what you got kind of thing.
Exactly. And then, of course, we have the pipeline from the university,
yeah,
the startup companies from the university.
No, what are some startup companies? What are some companies that you've really started from the idea?
So Crititech is probably the best example of that. Pure spin-out company from the university spun out years ago with a very revolutionary drug development technology, and now it has its first drug in human clinicals. It's
that's
got
amazing
another drug that's in phase twos for mm-hmm. For animals, for companion animals. It has another drug to treat colorectal cancer that we should be applying for an IND here in the next few months.
What's IND?
that's an investigational new drug application, which basically is a request to the FDA to say, can we take this drug into human beings? Here's all of our data. Here's all of our lab data and all of our testing in animals. Does this pass muster to allow us to now start testing in humans?
Okay. Yeah. Now you had a couple other companies. There's another company over there I read about in our magazine, actually, Brighter. What's that company?
Brighter's a neat little company. I think it's got a lot of potential. It's a software development company. It is a company that provides electronic health records and billing software to behavioral health centers like a Burt Nash here in town.
Okay.
And for psychologists, psychiatrists, and caseworkers. Great piece of software. Brighter was actually started by Burt Nash, the BTBC, and the Family Services and Guidance Center over in Topeka.
Wow.
The software was developed in large part by the Family Services and Guidance Center in Topeka and Burt Nash here in town. And those two organizations came to us and said, look, we have this software. We're using it internally. It's great. It's as good or better than any of the other applications we've seen in our space. Can we do something with it? Can we take this to market? And we worked with them for several months to put together a business plan to see if the economics worked out. It looked like it did. And so we were successful raising money to mm-hmm. seed the business, hired a CEO in. They've now hired a number of people, brought on a sales force over the last couple of weeks, and they're off and running. So
that's exciting.
We've got, I think, 7 or 8 of the 28 or 30 community behavioral healthcare centers in the state that are on the system. And we're also developing a cloud-based version of the software to take out to individuals as well. So they're right now we're at the point where they're ramping up sales and getting really to grow the company. So they're hiring people, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next year or two.
That's exciting.
Thanks.
And it's such a homegrown company. That's mm-hmm. pretty fascinating. So that was one that actually wasn't even part of the university that
exactly.
came through. But it was a Lawrence business or
exactly.
organization. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a couple of other – two more things, magazine companies that you guys talked about in the article. And if you have any other ones, some of your newer ones here, because I know like Sunlight was somebody you guys had, and you also had a 360 Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are those? Are those local? Did you recruit those? Are those – what kind of range of companies are those?
So Sunlight is an engineering services firm. Started here locally by a couple of entrepreneurs in the community. Company is growing very quickly. They're doing well. What they do is they go out and they do energy audits for organizations. Could be school districts, you know, for their facilities. How much energy is are the facilities using? What type of you know, changes can be made to the facilities to make it more energy efficient?
Okay.
So do we need to upgrade the windows? Do we need to upgrade the HVAC systems? How much will that cost? What's the payback over time? And they moved in about a year after the BTBC was up and going. And, again, they've grown very quickly. I think they're up to 7 or 8 employees now and are looking to continue to grow their business.
That's great. You've got, I mean, you've had so much growth. When you're recruiting these businesses, obviously, some ones that you start here, you're not selling Lawrence and stuff. But when you're looking at companies that you're bringing in internationally and stuff, what are the things that you think that they respond to when they get to Lawrence? Or is it just the university? How do you guys sell them on moving to Lawrence, to the middle of the United States?
So I think there's a number of things that are factors. First of all, it's, you know, again, what we're trying to do on West Campus is create a dynamic entrepreneurial environment where industry and academia can work together. That is very attractive to companies, and very few organizations or people can offer that. Okay.
Yeah.
If you take our building off campus, it doesn't have the same allure. Okay. It's being able to locate your business on the campus and have access to the students and access to the IP and access to the researchers. That's a draw.
Yeah. I'm going to stop. But now, when you do that, what does KU benefit from this? That's because you're talking about Access University. What's the other side of that?
So KU is very interested in this type of collaboration. They want more connections with industry. They want more industry-sponsored research.
Okay.
So the more that they can develop these relationships with these companies and do research together, that benefits the university. It helps the university improve its research capabilities. It also helps the university in transitioning technologies out of the university into the private sector and commercializing those successfully.
So something they really hadn't had in the past.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the big thing is to ramp up those connections with the university and ramp up the amount of research that private industry does with KU.
Now, were these industries or these ideas or these technologies that they're developing at KU, were those things just leaving the state? I mean, what was happening to them before we really made a concerted effort to keep them here? What was happening with those?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything unique to KU, but a lot of times universities in the Midwest, when they develop a valuable technology, a lot of times it will be exported out of the state. So, you know, you have federal money coming in, sponsoring research at the university. The researcher has that, you know, invention and develops a technology. That's all great. But then it gets licensed out to a large corporation on the coast that winds up commercializing it.
Okay.
And so with the BTBC here on campus, we are now providing all the infrastructure to say, you don't have to export it. Commercialize it right here in a startup company in the incubator. We have the space. We have the services. We have the connections to KU to support you as you grow your business. We have the business education piece and the access to capital. So we now have a system for creating those businesses based on the technologies developed at KU rather than, okay, well, we don't have it, so just license it off to somebody.
Yeah. When your businesses are growing, are they finding the employees that they need here? Or are the employees being recruited from outside? Are they coming from the Lawrence? Or is there – if they are, great. How do we keep that happening? And if they're not, what do we need to do to make sure that we can make sure that we have the right kind of employees and keep the businesses here?
Okay. So that is a great question. I think a number of the companies are there because they feel that location on campus will give them access – to the quality graduates from the university, hiring talent into their business as they grow.
Okay.
Those businesses, though, if we're going to keep them long-term here in Lawrence, we are going to have to make sure that we can provide them with the labor that they need as their businesses grow and scale. And I think that's the biggest challenge that we have. One of the things that I see probably the biggest need is right now is the number of job openings that are out there for computer science, IT, engineering, even in Kansas City. Recently saw a report over in Kansas City that there's about 75,000 to 8,000 IT-related jobs in Kansas City. I don't think we can produce the computer science.
Yeah.
It is a lot. And we have to be able to produce, we have to be able to keep up with the demand from these companies, mm-hmm. for these computer science, engineering, IT disciplines. Mm-hmm. It's out there and we're lagging behind. So it's great to see that the university has made this investment in expanding the School of Engineering.
Right.
That's going to be more students mm-hmm. graduating to put into these businesses.
But these jobs, are they all tech jobs that are being, or are there other, when you're talking about manufacturing stuff, are there also good manufacturing? What, you get a range of jobs here. How are they, are all these companies just recruiting from the university, or are they recruiting from other areas?
Yeah, they're certainly recruiting from the university, mm-hmm. But they're recruiting in the region as well. I mean,
okay.
there's people
yeah.
that are hired here locally in the community. There's mm-hmm. people that are recruited from Kansas City mm-hmm. As well that are driving in to some of these companies.
That's good. So now when you're you're saying you're selling the companies here on this, it's really on the entrepreneurial, the dynamic, the kind of the energy that you guys have created, the synergy, mm-hmm. to use an overused word, that you've created between yourselves and the university business and the university. Now, is there things that the city has done? I know because they are when your partners. What have they done anything other than just say, we support you, go? I mean, what has the city done anything specific for you guys or the chamber? Are they working with you guys in any other ways?
Well, the chamber certainly is mm-hmm. working with us, I think, more hands-on in terms of welcoming the companies when they come here,
yeah, okay.
Explaining to the companies how the business community can support them, working with us on strategies to keep those businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
So when these companies grow out of the space at the incubator, we need to keep them in this community. And the chamber is going to be very important to that. The city and county are going to be very important to that, making sure that we can identify the proper facilities mm-hmm. For those businesses. So one of the things that we're doing, again, with all of our partners at the BTBC is putting together a long-term plan for a technology and business park on West Campus.
Okay.
So, you know, we're moving to phase two to add an additional 30,000 square feet. But we have a vision for West Campus that would allow companies to have their own facilities over there.
Okay.
So if a Garmin wanted mm-hmm. a software development operation here in Lawrence, they could potentially build their own building on West Campus. If an ADM who's moving here this month is successful in scaling up the biomanufacturing and biorefining technology that it's working on and wanted to put together a small operation facility, that could potentially be on West Campus. Or we could even work with the city and the county and the chamber to find another site in town for that particular operation.
That's incredible. That's down the road, I assume. But that's a lot of buildings over there on West Campus.
It is a lot of buildings. But, you know, once we have phase two done, mm-hmm. we're probably looking at, you know, between 25 and 30 companies in that incubator facility, mm-hmm. in that 50,000 square feet. Plus another handful of companies out at 15th and Wakarusa.
Right.
And so now you've got some critical mass. Now you've got some critical mass of technology businesses here in Lawrence of varying size from varying industries. And then you can build on that. Then you're going to have some that grow much, much larger. And then how do you keep them here? So it's that business and technology park, and it's working with our partners to do that.
That's great. I mean, just the possibilities are endless when you keep working and growing those companies. But unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I want to thank you, Matt, for coming.
You're welcome.
This has been really informative and interesting, and I'm really excited about what you guys are doing, and follow up with you again later and hear some of the new companies that you're bringing in. And our listeners can get links to your site and from our magazine online at thelawrencebusinessmagazine.com. Like us on Facebook for updates. Each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence, like Matt here. So thank you for joining us. The Lawrence Business Magazine, every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on KLWN, redefining the concept of business.